Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, a master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach to awareness. For us to master any conflict related to what we're aware of, we need to understand some of the invisible influences guiding us. Well, according to the dictionary, awareness is defined as the knowledge or perception of a situation or fact, the knowledge and understanding that something is happening or exists. One word that tends to be interchangeable with awareness is mindfulness. I personally don't feel awareness is the same as mindfulness. My experiences have shown me that there's things I'm aware of that are beyond the mind, things that I just know. And if I could add, it's a greater knowing that even the mind couldn't make sense of. I wasn't surprised to read the opposite of awareness was ignorance. Wow. If awareness is about knowledge, perception, and understanding, do we need to be aware of everything in our lives? The answer to that is no. Consider this example. When you walk into a room full of people, are you aware of every one of those people all at one time? When you walk into a grocery store, are you aware of all the people, all the groceries, all at one time? Probably not. I don't know if that's even possible. I purposefully use the words all at one time to show you it's not important that we're aware of everything all the time. What's important is being present and aware of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. We want to be aware of things that we're trying, well, things that are trying to get our attention. For example, when we walk into that room full of people and someone calls our name, the moment we're aware our name has been called, we're now in a situation where we can do something to acknowledge that person if we choose to. Or we're at home with the family and we have some quiet time to ourselves, we start reading a book. In no time, our spouse comes into the room and tells us the kids won't stop fighting with each other. We're now consciously aware of what's taking place and can act on it if we choose. Here's one more example. We're making supper, cutting vegetables for the salad, and suddenly we become aware of a burning smell. Looking towards the stove, we realized we forgot to stir the chicken in the frying pan. Oop, got a little crispy. We're aware, and now take action accordingly. Those examples involve things that are outside of us. But what about being aware of what's going on inside? To show you what that could look like, I'll use the same examples. We walk into that room full of people and someone calls our name. We look over and see it's our old boss, the one we couldn't stand working for. We think to ourselves, that's the last person we want to talk with. Thoughts come racing to our mind, and in no time we feel irritated. A slight headache surfaces as we wonder how, in a room full of people, they're the one that sees us walk in. What did we become aware of? We're reading a book and our spouse comes in telling us the kids won't stop fighting. Reluctantly, we look up at our spouse and tell them to deal with it. they leave the room. Now the thoughts flood our mind, causing us to once again be angry with our spouse. As we're sitting there with our book, our body is heating up and feels uncomfortable. There's no hope of finishing this book tonight. Heading out of the room, we're ready for a fight. If we were going to reflect back on that situation, what would we want to be aware of? Now, the third example, we're cutting veggies for supper and forgot to stir the chicken, causing it to be a little crispier than we intended. That was the only chicken we had left in the house. We just hate throwing food out. The more we think about that, the more we beat ourselves up for doing such a stupid thing. Our back starts to hurt as we dump the food in the compost. What changed for us? The concept of being aware, both inside and outside of us, applies to everything in our lives, regardless of what it is. Once we're aware, we make a choice on what we do or don't do with that awareness. This is powerful. Consider this analogy. Awareness is like looking at ourselves in the mirror. What we see reflected back to us is full of grace. That grace isn't reflecting back how good or bad we look today, but how we feel inside based on what we're experiencing in that moment of looking in the mirror. Do we like what we're experiencing? Awareness takes place inside of us, and it'll be inside where we're conscious of the things we do and don't do at the time. Having awareness helps us to be conscious of what's being reflected back to us through the everyday life experiences we're a part of. Going a little further, when it comes to growing in awareness, what does that look like? I'll explain it in terms of exercising. Let's say we haven't been exercising much lately and decide it's time to begin a new exercise program. We exercise for an hour on the first day, finding some of the exercises easy to do and others a little more challenging, but we get through the workout. Next morning, our body's a bit stiff, yet we still work out for another hour. On the third day, our muscles are stiff and sore, making it difficult to move about. We stay with the program and continue to do our workouts. After several days, we notice we aren't experiencing as much soreness in our muscles, and we're even finding it easier to get our workouts done. We get to a place where we see and feel positive changes from all the effort we've been putting in, getting into shape. If we're serious about growing in awareness, we'll go through the same kind of growth challenges. Like many things we do in the beginning, it's a bit difficult and slow moving. As we work at it, or if I could say, as we stretch our awareness muscles, we'll find it easier to do. Now, if we don't need to be aware of everything, what are we working at? Specifically, what would be the most important things to pay attention to? My unique approach is focused on guiding you to gain awareness of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of you. Inside, we have our thoughts, emotions, and physical body sensations. Outside of us, we have people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. Knowing that, it'll be our awareness that helps us observe what can appear to be like sudden changes. How will we know? Suddenly, we'll be aware we're struggling or involved in conflict. The moment of being aware, we're looking for changes in our thoughts, emotions, physical and energetic bodies. We're looking for changes in our state of being. times when we go from feeling content to suddenly getting angry about something. Times when our body goes from feeling relaxed to suddenly feeling stressed and uptight. We're looking for changes in how we treat people. Times when we go from treating someone unkindly to treating them with greater respect. Once we're aware, we're in a position to make any changes if needed. I want to point something out here. Everything we need to grow in awareness is available for us every second of every day. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to download an app. We don't have to go to university to get a degree. I know this to be true because everything I need in order to be aware is with me all the time. As a matter of fact, I've never left the house without them. I have access to my thoughts, emotions, and physical body sensations, and not only that, I always seem to find people and things everywhere I go and end up in situations of some kind. All of those things are available to us wherever we are, free of charge. Did you know there's an easy way to spot changes? Yes. We do things daily, giving us opportunities to stretch our awareness muscles. A great place to start would be with the things we do routinely every day. Things like brushing our teeth and hair, getting dressed and ready for our day, going to the washroom, eating. I don't know about you, but those are things I pretty much do every day. We have days where those things seem so natural, it's like we don't even think about them. Then we have days where there's a struggle of some kind. Maybe our gums bleed when we brush our teeth, or it seems like we're losing hair more than normal. Maybe one day getting dressed leaves us in tears. Maybe we experience going through a phase where it's a bit more difficult to go to the washroom, or we can't get enough food in. What's different from one day to the next? Think about that. How come something so easily that we do every day suddenly becomes a struggle? What changed? Let me give you a heads up here. The difference or the changes we're looking for won't only have to do with our physical body. I'll give you a personal example. Every morning I do yoga practice. Majority of days I'm flexible and easily move through the yoga positions. And then there's the odd day where I feel like my body is inflexible and doesn't want to move. I'm aware there's a sudden change, and it's those days that get my attention, let me tell you. Why? Because something is different with my body. It's not as flexible as it was yesterday. To me, my body is trying to get my attention for some reason. And it has been my experience when the physical body needs to get my attention, I know for a fact there's been a change already taking place in my thoughts and emotions. I just have to find out what changed. That's the beautiful thing about routine. We get to know almost instantly when changes are taking place. We're in a situation of reacting to something in our lives, and our awareness helps guide us through that. Being aware doesn't mean we have to like what we're aware of. Days when we're struggling or in conflict with someone or something, our awareness tries to get our attention in whatever way it needs to. What do we need to be aware of? Well, going back to the yoga, the days when I'm not as flexible, The moment I'm aware, I begin questioning myself as to what's different from yesterday to today. What changed for me? How do I know something changed? Because my body's showing me. Now, to see what's different, I'm observing changes in my thinking, feelings, or life situations. Sometimes my body wants me to see I'm feeding it a bit too much junk food or salty type foods. Sometimes my body wants me to notice how hard I'm being on myself. Sometimes my body wants me to pay attention to how I'm treating people in my life. It'll be my awareness that helps me determine why there's changes in my flexibility that day and also helps me to control how long I stay in that situation. It's important to know awareness is not about being obsessed with ourselves, not at all. We can be aware and still live our lives to the fullest. We can be in a meeting with our coworkers or sitting in a bar having a drink and still be aware. We can be suntanning on a beach somewhere in the world or crying at a funeral and still be aware. With each experience, we're growing towards having greater awareness. And it's also important to know having awareness isn't about trying to stop what we're doing. It's not uncommon to become aware of a negative behavior and try to stop it. For example, if we get angry, we think we need to stop getting angry and choose to stuff it down. Or we cut someone off in conversation, we think we need to stop that, causing us to not speak much through the rest of the conversation. We don't have to stop what we're doing. All we need to do is be aware of what we're doing and go forward from there. Why? Because if we're not aware, we'll continue to do the same things over and over and over again. Throughout the show, I've used words like, we now do something if we choose to, and we act on it if we choose to. When we become aware, that's when we get to make a new choice. Again, if we choose to. That's when changes happen naturally. And if I could add, that's when healing takes place in more ways than we could ever imagine. And just an FYI, I learned from an amazing teacher. The moment we're aware, 50% of our healing is already taking place. I know that from my own personal experience. I've been consciously growing in awareness since 1995. My spiritual journey began when I was first becoming aware of my physical body. I observed how my aches, pains, and ailments would surface in relation to what I was experiencing in my life. Next, I became aware of my emotional body. I got emotional over many things and started paying attention to what I was feeling inside and why. This helped me grow in awareness even further. I realized my thoughts and feelings were manifesting as sensations in my physical body. And if I could add here, when I dealt with my thoughts and feelings, the physical body sensations disappeared, literally disappeared. Paying attention to what my body was showing me became a very different process when it came to my inner healing. I was choosing to put my attention on what was happening in my life, on what I was experiencing. Why? Because I learned my pain and suffering, both inside and outside of me, needed to be seen by me in the light of my own awareness. From there, I learned about energetic clearing, creating a whole new relationship with my energy body, and more. The more I grew in awareness, the more easily I observed changes in and around me. The changes around me not only included struggle and conflict kind of things, I also observed things on how I perceived people were treating me kinder and how circumstances and situations had changed for the better. Having awareness helps us to understand how we've changed, positively or negatively, doesn't matter which one. You see, our awareness continues to grow based on things we're learning and with each new experience we have. There's no race to be fully aware by Sunday morning. No one should be judging us anyway. This is only about us and our own journey within. I personally feel our awareness, learning, and growing are all influenced by the connection we have with our soul. What does our soul want us to be aware of? How is our soul communicating with us? We have the grace of a divine connection guiding us through the awareness of things we do and don't do. That graceful presence accompanies our interactions and intentions with other people, helping us to learn things like the kind of thoughts we have, our behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, and more. When we're struggling or in conflict, our awareness guides us. Changes naturally take place when we become aware. Now, self-awareness is about learning about ourselves. And as much as the mind is convincing, having awareness serves us greatly. Awareness helps us to know if we are or aren't being influenced by our thoughts and gives us the choice of what we will and won't do at any moment. Change takes place and, because the next moment hasn't been created yet, being aware easily helps us navigate through any changes in our lives. As we grow in awareness, we learn to work more effectively with things both inside and outside of us. We gain awareness related to where we choose to put our attention. Yes, healing takes place in the light of awareness. Being aware is about working with what we're aware of. If we realize we're losing patience, we work towards we move towards looking inside to resolve whatever is making us impatient. For example, our lack of patience surfaced because of something which happened outside of us. Awareness has to do with observing both the inside and outside elements. We're not so much focused on being impatient as much as paying attention to the people, things, and situations that caused us to be impatient in the first place. Knowing our role in what and when things happened leads us to heal and resolve whatever caused our lack of patience. We experience times when people bring things to our attention. And those times give us greater awareness, and we consciously choose to act or not. I was privileged to personally learn from an amazing avatar, Sri Bhagavan. He founded the Oneness Temple and University in India, which I attended. I learned from him how everything begins and ends with awareness. My experiences have helped me to know the truth in those words. When it comes to awareness, think of it this way. Let's say we're driving down the highway to a specific destination and we realize we're going in the wrong direction. Do we keep driving in the wrong direction? Or do we make a conscious choice to turn around and get back on track to where we were heading to in the first place? If we aren't aware, we just keep driving in the wrong direction. Being aware, we're now in a position to consciously make a new choice and act accordingly. That's how it is on the highway of life. We do what we're doing until we become aware something doesn't feel right to us. At that time, we then make a new choice to bring about a different result in our life. Going back to the comment I made about realizing we're going in the wrong direction, when we become aware we've made what might appear to be a mistake, two things can happen. We go with it, or we make a new choice. To go with it can look like us continuing to go in the wrong direction, but kind of like being on an adventure, seeing where life takes us. To make a new choice can look like us making a conscious choice to turn around and get back on track. With greater awareness, our experience may not be a mistake at all. If we're going through a phase where we're confused about what life is delivering to us, we gain clarity and understanding with awareness. When we gain access to our inner awareness, we gain everything. This includes having a greater understanding of the invisible influences guiding us along our way. Nothing is more powerful than our own grace and awareness. In this show, I focused on talking about things related to awareness. Going forward, do you want to get a feel for your own energy? Next week's show is focused exactly on that. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.